Hello Namibia, this is Herman. I am from Mana Christian Church. I'll be sharing with you the word from the book of our apostle, George Tadeu, with the title Evangelism. Today I will talk about the calling of a believer. The calling of every believer is to do the work of God. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11 to 12. It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers, to prepare God's people for the works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. It is the job of the pastor to train the church members so that they can do the work of the ministry. Of Mark chapter 16, where Jesus gives his disciples the following mission. And he said to them, "Go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak new tongues, and if they went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord was working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs." Now look at how Jesus told the disciples to preach the gospel. He is promising them that the signs will follow them, casting out demons, speaking in tongues, and healing the sick in Jesus' name. So the same way Jesus mentioned in the book of Matthew chapter 10 verse 1, and then we go to verse 7 and 8. And when he had called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of diseases. So, as you go, preach saying, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely you shall give." So, doing the work of God, what does it entail? It means evangelizing, as we have mentioned in the last lesson. Evangelizing means winning souls for Jesus. It also entails casting out demons, healing the sick, etc. That is the work God has called us to do. Now, it is important to understand that God has filled us with his power and has given us the ability to do his work. This happens when we are baptized in the Holy Spirit and we are baptized, as Jesus said in the book of Acts chapter 1. It is very interesting that Jesus told his disciples not to leave their homes to evangelize and start the work of the Lord until they have received the power from above. So many Christians think, "I don't have a calling, it's a big mistake, I don't have time." But that's a wrong attitude. Every Christian has a calling. However, not everybody is called to be a pastor, to be full-time in the church, etc. But we already have seen my first mission is I am a servant of God. And my mission is to preach the word of God. Where I am, in whatever profession I am, I come first as a servant of God. The rest is a plus. So meaning my focus, even though I have other type of works that I'm doing, I don't have to deviate from my main calling, which is to evangelize and to speak the word of God. Actually, serving God is not an option. It's a condition for our salvation. So while we are on this planet, every Christian has a journey in which is to follow God. The first step, we become born again. We give our life to Christ. We stop walking with our backs turned against God. Now we are in a relationship with God. And secondly, we change from being new believers or new converts or babies in Christ, and we transform or transition into disciples, which are now followers of Christ who are doing the work of God. So how do we walk with God? By reading the Bible, honoring God by coming to his house, to the church, and obeying and practicing his commandments. Finally, the third step is for us to become servants of God, where we are now serving God, because we are reminded today that serving God is not an option, it is a condition for our salvation. Thank you, fellows.